whatever, his alpine is his city is Oilololol alpine. So the Gemara has a chiluk that it's chaluk if it's called some midasa b'seifir or it's called some midasa b'chatzi here. That if it's called some midasa b'chatzi here, then the ear is Oilololol minyan alpine, but if it's called some midasa b'seifir, then the whole ear is not Oilololol minyan alpine, and it's the Gemara Shmarach is it's kol ear is like it's kedar amis. Like Bshum, the Marshal Tzur Bshum Alevi, that if it's called some midasa b'seifer ear, then call ear nasis loy ear kula kedar amis. So Tosis asks that the Fil Rabbanon that if he puts his ear of dar amis outside the city, so he puts the dar amis chutz the mizrach, so comes out he gains ches amis to the mizrach, but when it comes to the Meir side, he's gaining eight, but he's losing four. So it comes out that he's being massive for Tesis that Tain Rabban the Omer Pishon is saying. It says that So he's asking that the ear is nechshav kedar amis. It comes out in the cities. Also, the city's only losing four amis, but he's in this care. He's in this care eight amis. So Tosis has teretz. The Tosis has hoshak v'tayer. That according to the Mishnah, going to leave a derbalezer, not leave a derabana. And Tosis later on has the kasha, the firam b'chama that holds that nisin yiruvay doesn't have dar amis b'chalal. In fact, Tosis that chero, how does this work out? And Tosis says that according to Rav b'chama that he holds that you don't have anything. Lo nachshav ear l'klum. So basically, what comes out of Tosis understands this halacha that nas la'ir kedar amis is however we don the eruv. That's how we don the. That's how when nas la'ir kedar amis. That's the status of the ear. If the ear was dar amis, then it would be that the ear is dar amis. If the ear is not anything, then the ear is not anything, and that's how Tosis tugang to this halacha is. This also was the Tosis Rosh. Also, is mashal like that. He answers Tosis kasha that says the carrot according to the rabbanon that hold that the ear at nisan and ruva they have eight amis, so then the ear is also nashal like ches amis, and mela the he answers Tosis kasha. But clear from these rishayim that they understood this halacha that nasal ear kedar amis is that whatever the din of the ear is. That's the ear that we shtal to. That's the din that we shtal to the ear. That's not slikad adams. If you look in Rashi in the Mishnah says that when he's talking this halacha, mashaniskra mafsid, Rashi says that ruach zeh nisa l'ruach shekinegda. That when shaniskra l'ruach zeh, when you gain on the mizrach l'ruach, you lose on the ma'ariv. Sharemana min the ear v'alpayim l'chol ruach. V'nosne b'seif elaf l'mizrach. You put it elaf l'mizrach. Comes out that by the mizrach you end up getting 3,000, and you gain 1,000. While payim shamayiv kolos b'soif elof shamayiv. Rashi says that by it comes to mayiv, it ends by the elof of mayiv. Rashi's mashma that the ear next like kedar amis doesn't subtract anything from the mayiv side. And Rashi the more also is mashma like that. Rashi says that when he's talking about Man the Tony ain't inch your katana, loy mustabish mukla b'maided. She says, inch your gadola, she yotzim me ear on the ear katana, and have lost kula b'seichel paim. He's talking about a case where the kolsim yidasa b'seifi ear. Like it says, Rashi says, going shor chaykum ear in elef, vihi atzma elef. That's it, was like the case of the Mishnah, the ear was outside of elef, and the ear itself is elef amma. So Rashi says, Malchin is cool like a dalad amis. You go through the whole ear as if you dalad like kedar amis. Umashlim and elef chutzla. You can mashem and all the elef outside of the city. So Rashi mashem the Gemara also that the din of nasir kedar amis doesn't subtract anything from the tchof. There been Yonis and what? Mashlim and elef chutzla. Rashi says. What does that mean?
That's where you're
mashed. Okay, nope. There. Rashi in the Mishnah. Also, you want to say that? So, So the Ben Yonason also he refers like that also. Rashi that he says this halacha of that the ear is kedal aramis is not halacha that you subtract anything from the city. It's just halacha that not that you subtract anything from the tchum. All it is that it's you don't lose anything. Basically, he says.
That's not places.
What?
Even the
ear gets dalamas. What do you mean?
When
you're
gets
dalamas. It sounds like it's not totally in this shmuz. I mean, whether the ear of dalamas or not, it sounds like they hold that this whole halacha that the ear is dalamas is not shaykh b'chlal to subtract anything from the midas alpayim. The Eerie also says like that. So just that, it sounds like a pshat tovadiga shail, exactly how you learn this gemara that says that nasis lehir kedal aramis. So the Tosis and the Rishayim, they seem to have understood that we take the midah of that you have by your Erev, and now when we're dining, that when you come to the city, that it's kulam muvah, that betoich atchum, we say that, you know, we don kilu like you're a shavis in the city, and whatever the mokim, however much mokim you had over there, that's how much we've done in the city, and memel you're going to subtract from the midas atchum when you get to the other side of the city, right? Either dalit or chet, or like the Taisa Dorash has ches, or so that's how they understood this halacha. Mashenikin, other Rishon, Rashi, and Iri, the Rini Einason, seemed like they understood that this halacha that nasa kir kedal aramis means that the halacha that a person shavis, that's a shavis abikka, that he has the aramis, and then he has alpayim ama. So pshat is that they understood that the whole midas alpayim starts after the aramis. So the din da aramis a person has is not b'chalal the midas alpayim. This is just time the mokum for the mensch and meal. That's not it's not the minion alpayim. So now when the Gemara says that the nasa lekirik da aramis, the Gemara is just referencing just like you have da aramis is no shaykhis to the midas alpayim. The when we say the ear is kedal aramis, that means also that the ear is that the ear is not part of the minion of the alpayim. That seems like how there's some shatova how they understood the two rishonim there the two malachim rishonim how they understood this gemara of nasis lekir kedal aramis is pshat is we stole to the mokum the ear of to the city and now the city is part of whatever the minion you have by the ear that's the much the minion is oil for or the pshat is that just like when you have da aramis and the alpayim start afterwards because the da aramis is not part of the alpayim, so to the city has that din of da aramis that you have, and the middle of alpayim just you know goes around. That's not part of the minyan alpayim.
So,
Taisus in Rambam Chama, the same. No, Taisus in Rambam Chama is going that it has to do with the ear. The makam ear is not anything, and even the ear wouldn't be considered anything. Rashi and other shayim seem like lishon shayches. There's a whole different avon in the words of nasli. Right. It seems like they understood that this halacha is like a bias. Like, you know, a person lives in a bias, and that's like a bias. So it is. You know, and you only start to apply him afterwards because your shvis is in the whole thing. So we are also this halacha. When I say kedal aramis, we don the kill your shave. We kill mamish somehow. We don kill your mamish your shavis in the ear over here in middle. It's not oil mini apayim mechal. I don't have so much lumdus in it, but it's chared. It's just down the pshat tov in Etzim Gemara. So it's down another nekuda. The halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that or the Gemara that it's kolsa midasa b'sofi ira. Then we say naslik ir kedal aramis. So I still just say we're going Yaakov. The Yaakov says that if the Avadi says if it's kolsim midasa b'seifa ear v'ibura, then we say that the whole ear and the ibura, and then we dana kedar amis. But he says, what's the case if it was kolsim midasa b'seifa ear, but it didn't, it wasn't kolsim midasa b'seif ibur shal ear? What would the lacha be then? Do we dana that's kilu that it was kolsim midasa b'chatzi ear, or is it dana that kilu that it's kolsim midasa b'seifa ear? But you. Because of Zayvai, we're not going to say that the Iber is Lahachmer. So he says, Imtim Tzolaymer, you're going to tell me that it's not, you know, you could dan that it's Kalsim Das B'Sefir, even though it's it didn't pass the Iber. Because Zayvai, we wouldn't say the Iber Lahachmer. He said, but in such a case, what would you do if, now that you're dan like Yirka Da'aramis, could you reckon the Iber as part of the Da'aramis in this case? or a zayvat, you can't like, you know, play both sides of the coin and say that it's considered sefer ear, and we don't care about the ear broke. But to say that, oh, now the ear also should be considered part of the Da'at Amis, a zayvat, you can't do. That's what he declares. And so after the Raiva Paka says that even if it's called midas of sefer ear, even though it didn't pass the Ibra ear, he said we only see Ibra le hakel, but we don't see Ibra le hachmir. And you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Paka says that in such a case, you would not be able to count the Ibra for the Da'at Amis. The Ibra, you would have to count it. The Ibra would be part of the Minyan Alpayim.
No, but
the
opposite. What if it's called some sefer ear before the Ibra? Is that called the ears kedal?
No, he says the ears kedal. The ears kedal.
And the Ibra is going to count the ears.
The Yanka says if Adav is called some midas of sefer ear v'ibura, then you'll count the Ibra as part of Da'at Amis.
Right.
So,
I don't know which way you were at
clearing.
Right.
Yeah, but he's saying the kid calls me dasa b'seif ear, but not the Ibra. You do cool that way, but about the Ibra will have to still be a minion alpayim, I guess.